Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
For the past few years, I have experienced painful tearing at the entrance to my vagina. It happens every time we have intercourse, no matter how slow or gentle we are. The only suggestion my doctor has is to use lubricant. We could use a whole bottle and this still happens. We think the main problem may be a genital size. Please help.
If you've been having sex with your partner for several years but have only been experiencing small, painful cuts or tears for the past few months, then I would be surprised if genital size is an issue. Unless, of course, your partner has suddenly grown in terms of his penis size, which is unlikely if he's about your age. I would encourage you to check in with a different doctor, such as a dermatologist. There are some genital skin conditions that make the genital skin more vulnerable to cuts and tears. One such condition is called lichen sclerosis. It is often marked by itching and by areas of hypopigmentation, basically white spots of skin on the genitals. But not everyone has these symptoms. Other times, women are vulnerable to cuts and tears because they and their partner spend very little time in foreplay, resulting in low vaginal lubrication. However, if you found that adding lubricant to your sex play doesn't help, then that may not be the issue. You might try having sex in the woman on top position so that you can control the penetration. And before trying again, you might take several days, even as long as a week, off of sex to give your body time to heal. Perhaps your vaginal entrance has not had time to heal, and so it keeps tearing again and again in the same place. If you would like a second opinion, you can try to find a doctor who has particular expertise in the area of vulvovaginal health by contacting the International Society for the Study of Vulvovaginal Disease through their website, which is issvd.org.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I don't enjoy giving my husband oral sex, and he feels the same way. I'm not big on rubbing all over him, but I want him to rub and touch me. Is this normal?
I've worked as a sex researcher and educator for nearly 12 years now, and I have to tell you, at the heart of most people's questions is a desire to know whether or not they're normal. However, I look at the science of sexuality, and what sticks out is that sexuality is incredibly diverse. There is no one way that people live their sexual lives. Although most men and women in the U.S. have tried oral sex, not everyone likes it, and not everyone keeps doing it. If you and your husband don't like oral sex, then it probably makes it easier that both of you feel the same way. It can be more difficult when one person likes oral sex a lot, and the other person in the relationship doesn't like oral sex. You're in a similar situation with rubbing and touching. You like it, but your husband does not. It's certainly common and healthy to enjoy rubbing and touching, but it's also common and healthy to not like it. Neither one of you is right or wrong. However, you might want to come to some understanding of how you can both have enjoyable sex together. Perhaps there are other things that your husband enjoys and that you can do to please him. And perhaps you can think of other things that you enjoy so that he can rub and touch you some nights, but not others. You might find it helpful to read Because It Feels Good or Morgasm, two books that are focused on sexual exploration and communication between couples. By learning to talk more about sex and to explore each other's bodies and interests, you may be better positioned to create a sex life that will feel pleasurable and satisfying for both of you. You can learn more about these books and others on our Kinsey Confidential website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.